Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
All right, guys, welcome back to Probably a Podcast. As you notice, if you're watching from home and not listening, we are in the motherfucking Toast studio, which is always a treat, a privilege, an honor. Claudia's not here tonight, but one of the most fabulous people who I know through Claudia, Taylor Strecker. I mean, I have been dying to get her on the podcast, and you guys will love this about me. One thing about me with my podcast, one, I talk too much. Two, I kind of interrupt people. But you'll be like Claudia, and we'll just do it back and forth to each other.
No, totally back and forth with each other.
It works when both people do it. Then it's just like, that's great. We were just doing it the whole time to each other. It's bad when someone's like, I'll let you talk. And I'm like, oh no, uh-oh.
You're like, I'm going to railroad the fuck out of you.
I'm going to railroad you, bitch. No, but I was talking to Claudia, and I was like, you know, I'm a professional. Like, especially when it's someone that's not a regular guest. Like, I need to have notes. And Claudia was like, ooh, don't have notes with Taylor. Like, you guys don't need it. And I was like, well, yeah. I don't want to like show up and not have anything. And she goes, Shannon, I promise you, you don't need notes. So here we are on Probably a Podcast with no fucking notes, bitches. So let's just spew some shit, Taylor.
Hey, girl, hey. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. Hey, girl, hey. Everyone was messaging me like, you better fucking say hey, girl, hey to her. I was like, okay. But I do need to intro you a little bit because I want you to give it to yourself though, because you were in radio. So like this was like your creme de la creme to give an intro of others. So do me a little favor for the listeners.
So I have been, God, I started at SiriusXM Radio in 2006.
Yes.
And I was fresh out of college and I'm giving my age away now because I've almost been in this bitch for like, what is that, almost 20 years.
No, it's cool when you're like been grinding and then you can like say like it's a flex is how many years you've been.
You think
it. Yeah,
20 years
just till everyone you started when you were 12,
literally.
You're like, I'm a, what's it called when you're
child star?
No,
prodigy.
Nope, it's they're wearing it on the shirts. Hailey Bieber's one, anyone whose parents are famous.
Oh, nepo baby.
Nepo baby. You're like, I'm a nepo baby, I started this shit when I was 12. Perfect.
My uncle was a casting director, so we could like follow that storyline.
We could go somewhere with that.
But he certainly did not cast me at SiriusXM Radio.
Okay, you worked your way there.
Oh, it was all me, honey. I was like a theater kid. I was a fucking nerd. You know what I mean?
So was I.
I was, that's why we're the same, right?
All the best ones were.
God, aren't we the most annoying people ever, though?
Yeah, I can't imagine spending a room with like with me in it. And every time I think someone annoys me, my friend always is like, look in the mirror. Do you think it maybe like things that bother you are a mirror, a reflection? And I was like, oh no,
projecting.
You're right. I'm projecting. I'm like, she never lets anyone talk. She always has a fucking story about everything. She acts like she knows everything. I'm like, uh-oh, it me.
I'm dead.
Whoops. Okay. Sorry. Keep going.
So 2006, SiriusXM Radio. I started working with Cosmo Magazine. I did their morning radio show.
Yes. Everyone was saying like, oh my God, I listened to her from Cosmo days.
I love it. Yes. I love it. The OGs, the little effers, they call themselves.
Little effers.
But I want to like rebrand the audience name and they're not letting me.
Why not? Oh, they say it's our brand. Yes. Well, you know, you have to give them that.
I know, but like, it's kind of like it stood for fun, fearless female. So it was like Lil FFFERS.
Oh, also, by the way, that is giving such live, laugh, love energy. Little fearless female.
Okay, it's fucking done. It's fucking done. You're right. It's so Home Goods.
If you're listening, you're a little effort. No.
Yeah, it's a sign at Home Goods.
You guys are cooler now.
We can't. We have to
you
be
have
over
to evolve
it.
And you have to rebrand.
I'm like playing around with like, Tots, Taste of Taylor Tots.
Oh, Tots is cute.
Tater Tots.
Tater Tots is
Isn't
cute.
Isn't that cute?
The abbreviation for my podcast is PAP. Like PAP smears. The little smears.
The little smears. For real?
Like every time someone abbreviates my podcast on an email, I'm like, not the PAP.
Not the PAP. So, yeah. So did that for 12 years.
Yep.
Got fired.
As we all do. One thing about me, I'm going to get fired.
Oh my God. I think I still have trauma.
I just deserved every bit of it. Every time I got fired, I was like, fuck them. And then I was like, wait, I fully deserve that.
Looking How many times did you get fired?
Almost every, like a couple of them I just like left, but like most of the time, fired.
Well, I guess technically, I mean, this is like my first real job out of college. Well, that's not true. I worked in ad sales and actually that's like, I worked in ad creative, but I quit that for the radio show. So
that's also a long run, dude. You get fired after 12 years. That happens to every like man in business.
That's true.
You work a job for 12 years, you get fired, you get laid off. It's like, well, we had a good run. I mean, I couldn't hold a job down for a year.
But they didn't give me a goodbye show.
That's fucked.
Shameful. Like they were like, excuse me, we're trying to podcast in here.
They agree. They're like,
no,
not a goodbye show.
This is my listeners being like, we've heard this story before. No, no. Shut up. I'm here. I'm on Shannon's podcast.
No, my podcasters don't know. I want to know. Okay, so they didn't give you a goodbye show.
No goodbye show. It was tragic. But then I like cried for 3 months.
I get that.
I was also in a non-compete. They wanted to say I couldn't work for a full year in audio.
Yo, you were in a non-compete.
They rejected me.
You know non-competes aren't real, right?
What?
Do you know, like, okay, any lawyer that's listening to this is like, that's not true, Shannon. But like, I'm pretty positive they're not real. Oh, one thing about me, I'll do no research and I'll just like speak on a topic.
We're the same.
I'm almost positive they're not real because I got put in a non-compete with Kristen Cavallari for the jewelry. And I was like posting jewelry. A bitch was trying to get her bag. I got fired. So hello, I had to sling some other jewelry around to like, I wasn't trying to like do it in a mean way. It was just like a brand reached out to me and I wanted to, is fucking honking? No, she was basically like, she was nice about it. She was like, and her and I have no beef anymore.
Okay.
But so we're cool. But like, she was like, hey, like you did sign a non-compete. So like you can't. And she had fired me like quite literally like 2 weeks earlier. So I like posted about Jordan. And she's like, you did sign a non-compete. And I was like,
you know, we don't have to enforce it.
I'm 22 years old. I have no job. You just fired me. I literally have to make money. And also I reached out to like a lawyer of a friend of a friend who was a lawyer kind of vibe. And she was like, yeah, it's tough with non-compete, Shannon. She was like, unless you literally are working at like Pepsi or KFC and you're like selling the recipe, like non-competes
to
a competitor, like non-competes just really aren't a thing. She was like, it's more so in like really big corporate jobs. If you were to leave like a bank and go right to another bank and take your whole portfolio and all your clients, she was like, that can get dicey. But she's like, for the most part, non-competes they will always side in the person who's trying to just make a living. They'll always just side on your side.
No fucking way.
Yeah. And well, again, that was literally a friend of a friend of a friend who probably was in law school. So who knows if any of that's real, but I took it to the bank and I just kept posting that the fuck out of the jewelry companies.
You know, it's bullshit though, because it's like, exactly, like they're a major company.
Yeah.
Every time I talk, these horns go off. Is this a me problem?
Yeah, I think it could be a sign.
Are they hearing my voice?
No. You are. Your voice sounds like honking horns. They're just joining in.
Literally. So anyway, well, that they tried, and I actually had like a deal. So Stassi Schroeder is my best friend.
Yes, so many questions about that.
And so she basically was like, I called her crying. I was like, I got fired on a fucking Saturday. I was at an ad like sales like retreat influencer thing before it was even like a thing to influence.
How many years ago was this when you got fired?
Good God, at this point.
Good God.
good God, 2015-ish. So
okay, so like
10-ish years.
Okay, gotcha.
It's time for a bitch to get over it. But I never will. I never will.
I'm still talking about it.
The thing about me, I never get over shit. Yeah. Ever.
I'm a hold a grudge.
So forever. Till I'm in the goddamn
dirt.
Literally. And then I'll fucking haunt their asses.
I'll haunt you.
So anyway, gotta have the non-compete.
Yeah.
Because apparently they're not a thing. But I thought I pay my lawyers a lot of money for that. But I watched Moana every single day. It was like a weird crutch.
That's
I'm not
nice.
A Disney person. It's like not the vibe.
No, you're a Disney adult.
I'm not.
She's a Disney adult.
How dare you?
Just kidding.
We just became friends. I don't want to become enemies.
I know. Jackie O would be like, Disney adults aren't so bad, but.
I know. And like, I also have very close people to me that I love that are Disney adults, but like low key, you guys.
I do too, but I will always talk shit to their faces and be like, this is peculiar.
I literally call my sister and my brother-in-law Disney freaks at their wedding in my wedding speech.
They're
that, I did not read the room. That did not go over well.
I did not read the room. Jed, I am like, so if you're a grown-ass adult and you're washing your hands with soap in your hotel room that has ears or something, like I'm freaked out. Okay, anyway, so.
So then I started my own, like, kind of like mini series show. So it was like subscription based, and it was with this company, DNR. That was for like 3 or 4 years, and then the pandemic hit. So then I couldn't do live anymore.
Right.
And then I went over to Patreon to do a daily show, and then and then my podcast. So I've been just like, I've been like an entrepreneur and a business owner
from the beginning. And you guys should listen to Taste of Taylor. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Thank
podcast.
You.
I met with my team, like agents, whatever, at before, and I was like, yeah, I'm about to go podcast with Taylor Sugar. And they're like, oh my God, oh my God. Tell her we said, hey girl, hey. And I was like,
You're lying. You're lying.
No, my agents were like, we love her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel like no one even knows who I am sometimes.
God, are you joking? Everyone. I do questionnaires about guests sometimes, and I'll get like three questions, and I'm like, oop, I guess I gotta do my own research. And then yours was like full of stuff. Chock full.
I'm
the
like,
girl, I just love ya.
I'm excited. I'm scared. I'm all the things.
All right, guys, you know what my closet's like. It's chaotic. I post it all the time. I am transparent with you guys. There's just a lot of clothes in there, and you always feel like you have nothing to wear. So I have started trying to do this thing where I upgrade to high quality clothing that I always reach for, that I'm not like, this whole thing, yeah, it's already ripping or whatever. And that sounds daunting, right? Because you're like, yeah, high quality, that means it's gonna have a high price tag. Well, there is high quality affordable pieces from Quince. So now I have a wardrobe of luxury essentials, and I can transition from one occasion to the next. I can transition from season to season, okay? And I stayed on budget because they have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Like Mongolian cashmere, just say it, just rolls off the tongue. It sounds expensive, but it's $50. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And James is all about us wearing more natural items. And he was saying that silk and cotton are the number one things that we should be putting on our body. And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with the top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, which we love. And by the way, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. A la the cashmere. And let me tell you, this cashmere is to die for. So I have the organic cotton fisherman crew sweater, which is really gorgeous. And then I got myself a little cashmere moment. I have the Mongolian cashmere crew neck in color sapphire, which is stunning. And then I have it in this really, really pretty camel color. I love both of them so much. They have gloves. These make great gifts too. And then people are going to be like, oh my God, they gave me cashmere. This is amazing. So if you guys want to indulge in affordable luxury, go to quince.com/probably for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/probably to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/probably. I listened to your podcast on the way in. I listened to the one with your gorgeous wife, Taylor.
Oh, she's amazing.
So funny. A Taylor and a Taylor. You guys are like the Lautners. You did it first, though.
We did do it first.
You guys did that first. So the – and Donahue – did you change your last name? Oh, you kept Strecker.
Strecker. We couldn't be the same last name because then we'll literally have the same name.
Yeah, you would. And I'm sure that would get so complicated with like mail and like normal
airport ass
shit.
You should see us already. They're like, Taylor, wait a second. And we're like, I know. We're married.
Wait,
whatever.
Taylor, I think Taylor Lautner said, he and his wife said that happens at airports where they're like, hold on. We have two Taylor Lautners. And they're like, all right.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't even imagine if we had the same exact name.
But if I was marrying Taylor Lautner, you bet your motherfucking bottom dollar, I'd be like, I'm changing it to Lautner.
Hello.
Like,
1,000%.
I'm not taking that fucking man's last name.
God, I wonder how they do it though. For real,
I think they have a podcast episode about it. So everyone go listen to their podcast as well.
Yes.
But I was listening to you guys this podcast, and do you want to know something that's so unhinged about me?
Please.
And you're gonna be like, no, you didn't. There's no way you could. I listened to it on 2x speed.
How?
That's how big my brain is. Like, and I know that's crazy, but one thing about me, I know you guys think I'm a dumb bitch, but I am so fuck. I can just like absorb
you're
so much
information. You're the Rain Man of audio?
Yeah, I can just, I talk so fast that people ask me sometimes if my audio is accidentally set to speed, and
me
I'm
too.
Like, no. And then people always laugh. Like, someone's like, I can listen to yours at 1.5, but like, I couldn't listen to it possibly any faster. And I'm like, no, that's a feat. That's an accomplishment. But I listened to yours at 2, and I was like, there was one point of the podcast though where I was like, okay, this bitch is kind of fucking crazy. And then I was like, wait. I'm listening to this on 2x speed. Like, I was like, she does need to relax for a second on Taylor. Like, she's yelling. And then I was like, wait. And I took it out for a second. I go, oh no, she's being normal.
I'm dying.
So I was judging you for a split second. And then I was like, never mind. I forgot that I'm being crazy and listening to this on 2x speed.
To be fair, I am crazy. And that is like totally okay
me
to
too.
Like label me as that. I label myself as that. You know, I'm just like, I'm so, I don't even know how
Same.
She's married to me.
I don't know how my fiance is going to marry me. I just think to myself, It sounds fun, and I'm hot.
So like, hot. You're so fun. You're so fabulous.
But what a burden at times.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, the thing about Tay is that, like, she's got, and I mean this as a compliment, but I'm sure I'll get myself in trouble. She gives, like, straight man energy.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's not a chaotic, like, a dramatic woman.
Do you know what it is? She's sturdy.
And sturdy.
I'm not sturdy. I'm always falling. I'm always tripping. I listen to a podcast, and I follow you guys, obviously, and she just seems like a rock and the best compliment ever. Yep. And she seems like, at times, she might be a lot less emotional than you. So, like, yeah, I mean, it's giving less. Straight man without all the red flags. She just has all the green flags. Exactly. She has, like, the good characteristics of straight men.
Exactly. But, yeah, that podcast.
Few and far in between.
I was yelling at her a lot. I will stand by the fact that I am right about my birthday, though.
I couldn't agree more. You are getting gaslit on your birthday.
Gaslighting, gaslighter on my birthday.
Gaslighting, gaslighter on my birthday.
Insane. She wants to go to a 76ers game with her family on my birthday weekend.
So, two questions. One, I really want to dive deep on sports and like, okay, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to actually dive deep at all on sports. I just want to stand with you in solidarity and the fact that like I could give seven fucks less about sports. And you know what? Every time Claudia and Jackie talk on the toast and they're like, everyone get over us talking about sports. I'm like, oh no, it me. I'm like, shut the fuck up about sports. So I'll be listening to this podcast. But like, I know they're doing their thing and they're becoming sports girlies. And who am I to deny that of them? But like, I am also standing in solidarity with the haters on the sports. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, and like, there's so much verbiage.
I'm drowning in it. So I do like football now because I like the Eagles, okay? So like, I'm here for
she's from where? Because her accent's so funny.
Philly.
Philly.
Yeah,
Philly
murder, dirter. She's totally Philly. And she thinks she
Donahue.
Has no accent whatsoever.
That's hilarious.
Water. Bagel. Like, it's crazy. So I can do the Eagles. I can't do, like, I can't do all year long. It's all year long, Janet. It overlaps so much. Sometimes three different teams are playing at one time.
When does it start?
Well, like when they do well, it's like then they go overseason. Like they're going to go to the playoffs or
when
something.
When they do good. I thought it was a
when
thing.
When they're winning
like,
and shit.
When they're doing well, I'm like, what's well? What's like that's
what's
that,
that
timing?
Sport lingo? Go sport.
I'm like, everything's fucking lingo. So I thought maybe that was one. Oh my God, sorry.
When they're performing adequately.
When they got me also a dumb bitch. Okay, so when they're doing well.
They go playoffs. On for fucking ever. So like there was a time where it was like Eagles and then there's like preseasons and shit. I feel like a battered sport woman and I'm sick of it. So I snapped over the 76ers. So fucking sue me.
Aren't there 69ers? And not just because of
there's
the
49ers.
49ers. Okay, that's confusing. 76ers and 49ers for what? What does that even stand for?
I wish there were 69ers.
Me too. It would be more interesting
fun
to watch.
Exactly.
Wait, what? Well, also, who is 69ing? I don't like.
How exhausting.
Who is performing fellatio at the same? That is so. No.
I don't like. I'm not gonna lie. I've done it.
Of course I've done it. I had a man one time ask me to do 69 and he got on top. What?
That's disgusting.
That's crazy behavior. He was a football player.
Of course he was.
Not small.
He was confused.
I was like,
was he dumb?
Not you on top. I mean, he gets hit a lot, I'm sure, yeah. Linebacker.
Well, maybe he wanted
big boy on top of me.
He wanted his penis to dangle down. Maybe
I
it
don't
was
know. In
maybe
the milking.
It was a little soft. And he didn't want you to see that it was a little bit mush. So he went that way so it would look firmer.
Who could be too sure?
I know I'm correct.
Who could be too sure?
I am a dick expert, obviously.
Obviously. Well, you were married to a man for how long?
Married to a man for 5 years.
Okay.
We were together almost like, a year and a half date, year and a half engaged, 5 years almost married.
Okay.
And I saw his dick maybe 4 times.
No. No way.
I'm exaggerating, but it really, really was not often.
Was he also gay?
I really don't think so because he's married to a woman and they have a child. Okay. But, I mean, it's so funny because every guy I was with, I was like, they could be gay, but like not like you're gay. Like it was isn't everybody a little gay?
Okay, my fiance says this and I'm like, I don't know if you should say that often, but he's like everyone, women, men, like everyone's a little gay. Like,
I agree.
Like if you're comfortable in your sexuality, you can say that. Like,
yes!
Like if you really like everyone and the guys that are like, not me, motherfucker. I'm like,
you're actually gay.
Might be really gay.
No, you're super gay and you're closeted.
You might be fucking gay.
Yeah, well, think about all the people that like hate gay people.
Yeah.
They're like fucking hooking up with twinks on the weekends. No offense to twinks. Twinks are fabulous. I'm just saying twinks are very attractive.
Or they're like, like kitty fiddlers are doing some weird shit. Like homophobes are into some weird fucking
they're
shit.
They're projecting everywhere. Yeah. So 100%. Yeah, it's the epitome of doth protest too much. Yes. But so we were married for a while and it did not work out.
It didn't work out. Do you talk about it at length on your podcast or do you try to like respect Taylor in the sense or is it like something funny that you talk about or what's the...
I talk about it all the time.
Okay, so he was rich, right? Because so many people...
So rich.
I don't know this about him personally. I don't know this man.
You know what? I want to take that back because I just said so rich, which is like he doesn't deserve that. No offense, babes.
If you're listening.
Because we have a relationship like that. He was like rich, but like... We have billionaires running around now.
I was just telling
you. He's not that rich.
I was just saying, like, I was saying about something about someone, and I was like, you know, they grew up rich. And I was like, but, you know, like, normal rich. Not normal like rich. Not like billions of dollars. Not like an heir to something.
Yeah, like, his family had a private plane, and I was like,
that's pretty fucking
this
rich.
This is fucking gross.
Really?
It was, like, a poor person private plane.
Oh.
It, like, the bathroom also doubled as a seat. Shannon. Come on.
No, I'll tell you one thing about me who's listening. I've been on quite a few private planes, and that is a poor person's private plane.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Privileged.
And
but
it wasn't
that's a poor
even
plane.
His family's direct. It was like two they uncles shared, that shared it.
Sharing a private plane, while very common, also poor. Poor, couldn't be me.
Literally. Be me. Like, if you're going to be rich, or like, just be normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or,
and
like,
save
stop
a
pretending.
Lot of money.
Stop pretending.
It
you're
felt
so rich.
Like, yeah, it
just
felt performative.
Just fly first class.
Performative
just fly
rich.
Business, sorry.
I know. Wait, why do we have to pretend like first class is business now? I don't understand.
Why? You know what? I'll tell you the difference. It's first class is first class domestic, but if you're flying abroad, it's business.
Huh. I still don't understand.
I also made that up. So...
I love you.
Could also be
you
untrue.
Are me and I am you.
That could also be untrue, but my mom owns a travel agency. Check her out. It's Advantage Travel. She really knows corporate travel, but your company needs her. Advantage Travel, Sharon Kay is the babes. But yeah, I'm pretty sure business class is like, it's when you're traveling far abroad. You know what I have a fucking gripe with?
What?
Oh my God. How about I fly first class a good bit, like ish, you know, like when it makes sense, when it's not like $1 billion, but I'll like fly first class. And the airport lounges won't let you in anymore unless you're flying first class internationally. I'm like, oh, I can't come in and get a free mimosa unless I just spent $4,000 on a ticket? This is crazy behavior.
That's disgusting.
They changed all their rules. And my mom was so funny. She goes, go in and buy a year pass. I go, no, those are like $700. And
no.
She goes, yeah, but fuck them. Nobody can tell you no. Also, my mom didn't say fuck them, but she like alluded in her southern, like bless her heart kind of way. She was like, no one denies you from a kid. I go, mom, they're not that fucking cool. I don't need to go into like an airport lounge. Yeah, but I liked where her head was at.
I really like your mom's energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like it's instilling self-confidence.
Yeah, she was like, fuck them. Go buy a year. Go walk right back up to them after they just told you you couldn't come in and say, I'll buy a year's pass.
You're like,
and
bam, I'm like, a sucker. It worked. You got me.
And I was like, no, this is why I fall for every marketing scheme ever. I am the consumer. This is why I fall for everything.
Yes.
My mom. Okay, yeah, so.
So married and then, no. Rich, but you know, whatever. But like, I liked it. I liked the richness.
Of course.
And giving it up was fucking hard.
Yeah. So did you split bills at all or he paid for everything?
So I was like, I'm really nice to rich people.
Yeah.
Because I'm a social climber. So you have to understand the brain of a rich person in order to get close with them.
Correct.
Rich people hate being used for money. Mm. Right? So you have to pretend like you're not using them for money. Exactly. So I would be like, don't worry, babe. I got that. Don't worry, babe. Like I was like, oh, we're decorating the apartment on
I'll
me.
Do it.
Yes. Or it was like my hair, my nails, my clothes.
Don't even think about it.
I got it. You know, I had a job. I was getting paid like fucking hay pennies. It's serious.
Right. But still.
So when we got divorced, I had no savings. And my mom was so mad at me. She's like, you should have been squirreling that shit away.
Oh, so true. My mom said that she used to go to, my parents are still very much happily together, but like she used to go to the grocery store and she used to like get cash out at the end of the transaction because then it just shows that she just spent like $300 at Publix.
Oh my God.
When she really only bought like $250 worth of groceries and then she would just stash away the money to spend on stuff.
That's like Lisa Hochstein of her. Do you watch?
Oh, okay.
Miami?
Not that one.
Oh,
but what'd she
my
do?
God.
The most important thing to me on any platform, no matter what, podcast, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, I just want to be transparent with you guys. And that is very important to me. And I feel like I've always been doing a good job of sharing not just the highs, but the lows too, because you guys, there are some lows, okay? And if you have listened to this podcast at all, then you know that I've had some really low points at times. And I am stronger and better for them, yes. But regardless, they still happen. They still affect me and who I am. And the number one thing I cannot suggest enough therapy. Now, you might think you don't need it, but I promise you, it will make you feel so fulfilled after you do it. But I get it. It's daunting trying to find a therapist. I have so many friends and myself almost who just gave up on the search because it took forever. And then you feel uncomfortable when the therapy is supposed to be the exact opposite of that. But you got to find the right person for you, okay? It's just such a personal preference. And I personally use Talkspace to find my therapist because it's exactly the tool that you need for finding the right professional for you. It was very convenient to speak to them online. I can take my therapy sessions from the place that I feel the most comfortable, which is my own home. Sitting right there, I love how my therapy sessions are online and at the ease and comfort of a space that I want to be in, okay? Not some stuffy office or a place I have to drive to and then I get overwhelmed with, not to mention the affordability of it all. Do we all need a helping hand? Yes, but can we all afford it? Not always, but that is why Talkspace is so passionate about making therapy accessible to everyone. They even have a policy that allows you to cancel and get a prorated refund for unused time should you need to. And a lot of people wait until something really bad happens to decide to go to therapy, but I'm here to tell you, therapy is the most cathartic thing I've ever given myself, and we should all be doing it at all stages and phases in our life. Happiness aside, like, just go, you know? Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and frankly, just be a guiding light. Now, Talkspace can help with any specific challenges you might be facing, and it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties. So that includes anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and much, much more. And as a listener of this podcast, you will get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/probably. So to match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/probably to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/probably.
She is spending $10,000 a month on what's it called? Instacart.
She's doing something.
They're like, Sephora's on Instacart.
Yes.
So they're like kind of going through, but I bet she's like buying shit and then returning it for cash or some shit
Or just selling it or something crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
She's a star.
She's a star.
She's gold.
I love that about her.
I love it too.
What's your favorite franchise?
Oh, God, of Housewives, it's so hard. I think Miami's up there.
Miami's, do you know that I watched Miami when it first came out?
Yes.
And I was obsessed.
And half of the people that were on it are still on it.
Okay, so I don't watch it anymore, but I remember I watched it. My mom's best friend, Jill, was like, you have to watch it. And so I watched it, and then I go, where's the next one? And she goes, they stopped doing it.
Yeah, after like
and
two
I go,
seasons.
And I go, they stopped doing this. This is like fucking cinematic gold. They stopped doing this. And she was like, no one knows why they stopped.
It was
and
so then I, weird.
When did it come back? It took like a 10-year hiatus.
Yes, it came back. I'm going to say like, oh God, like 3 years ago.
Okay.
They're so rich. They put Beverly Hills to shame, honestly.
No way.
The fashions, they're crazy. And they fight over absolute bullshit, but they actually take it seriously. So it's like you're invested in the fight, but like there's not super high stakes. Like there are on other shows. So I was going to say my other show that's like, I mean, how could I not after the season? Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City's another one that when it came out, everyone's like, it's so funny because like when they come out with the new Housewives franchise, you're like, okay, who are these bitches?
Yes.
What are they doing? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. And I remember the Salt Lake was like that. Everyone's like, it's pretty good. And everyone's kind of like, it's pretty good. For a new one, it's pretty good. Because which one flopped? One of them came
Texas,
out.
Dallas. One of them, which I watched and I actually really liked. Shout out to Brandi Redman. She's very nice to me in the DMs.
Oh, yeah. And Brandi Redman was great on that show.
She was great.
And where did you, because she was a Dallas cheerleader, right?
Yeah. And she drank her Jesus juice and
that's
she
right.
put poo on her hat at a charity event.
That's right.
And she made Liam Locken insane, which was delightful to watch.
Right. And she's a redhead, right? Which I just like that about
she's
her.
She's a redhead. Yeah.
Okay. So that one, when that one came out, that would got so fucking crazy with Jen Shaw and everything. But do you know what I'm such a stand for?
What?
Because I grew up watching Real Housewives with my mom when I still like lived at home.
I love that.
And we were stands of the Real Housewives of Atlanta in its heyday. Like
it's
NeNe
so good.
And fucking Kim Zolciak.
Kim Zolciak is such a disaster, but she's such a star.
Like an absolute star. No one gives her enough credit for Don't Be Tardy being on air for what, like fucking 12 seasons?
And also, thank you, Big Papa. I'll never, ever, ever forget.
Big Papa.
And then her in that car with a fucking glass of Chardonnay in a wine glass, smoking a cig in her car.
Listening to her new single. I mean, she was so iconic. And her and NeNe, her singles,
Don't be tardy for the party. I don't even think I'm singing it right. I literally, I really, really, really loved NeNe and Kim together.
Love.
And then when they had their falling out, nothing could have been better than that. The roaches.
Oh,
I mean.
Oh, my God. It was just nonstop.
It was nonstop. It was great. And then, like,
they're all so good.
Watching your kids grow up. I'm actually friends with Brielle. So, like, I've never met Kim, though. But I try to play it cool. You know what I mean?
I'm dead.
I don't think Brielle listens to this podcast.
Wait, what? You're friends with Brielle?
Yeah. Like,
how?
By proxy. By, like, friends who are friends with her in Atlanta. And then I met her. And then we just became friends. And it's, like, a whole thing. And I don't think she listens to this podcast. So I can be, like, a little. I try not to be fangirly around her at all. But I have set stuff before, like, oh, your mom, a legend. Oh, your mom's iconic. But, like, I keep waiting for her to, like, every time she'll, like, post Chef Tracy's meals or something. I'm like, yummy. And she's like, you gotta come over, babe. And I'm literally like, oh my God, please, like, please let me just come to your house. Like, I swear to God, I would not be fucking weird. I swear Kim would end up loving me. I would not make it weird. I'd be so fucking chill. I'm so cool around famous people. Like, I would be Rico Suave as fuck. But like, oh my God, please let me exist in the same room. Like, please let me exist in the same room as Kim Zolciak-Bierman.
Oh my God, I wonder. I think she's such a vibe. I think she's such a good time.
I want her to give me a little solo cup full of opious wine.
Oh my God.
And I just want to exist there.
The way I love a solo cup.
Same. Mm. Agreed.
My mother-in-law gets so upset when she's over. I love her to bits and pieces. She's like really disturbed by the solo cup of it all though. She's like, Taylor. I'm Why? Like, I can't help it. I just love I love the liquid to cup ratio.
Yeah, that's nice. Do you put ice in it?
Yeah.
Do you know it's very American apparently? I mean, I'm marrying into a British family, but like it's very American. Like his mom like makes little jokes. Like she's like, they're actually, I love his mom. I do not have that like complex where it's like my mother-in-law, but it's funny because like my mother-in-law is so different than my Southern, like bless your heart, Louisiana, born and raised South Carolina mother.
I feel like British people are actually so different than Americans.
No, they are. It's crazy. We all speak the same language, but we are so different. But she says, like, she like makes little funny jokes, like, you know, like give her extra ice. She's American. And I'm
I love her.
And I didn't get it at first. I was like, I'm so confused. But apparently it's very American. Like British people do not put, Europeans do not put ice in their water.
But like when they say it's American, do they mean give like the trash?
I can't imagine that's not what she means, but like she is so kind that she would be like, no, 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 no. I just mean like it is so American. Like
do people across the world like think we're cool or do they think we're the opposite of cool?
No, I don't think they think we're cool, but I will say this. I've learned that like everyone low-key does want to be American. And like anyone listening to this that's European would fight me on that, but I'm telling you deep down, all fucking wish they lived here.
Right?
Like they do. It's really hard to live here. Trust me, we're going fucking through it with immigration. Like it's hard and we're trying to do it the right way. So that means it's the hard way.
Right.
And it's really crazy because like, I mean, I think people are so happy. I'm sure like French and like gorgeous European cities and like, oh my God, like you're probably, they're so prideful to live in Germany and all these places. But like at the end of the day, we are the most powerful country in the world. I never felt more patriotic than like these past 3 years.
I mean, proud to be an American.
I'm proud to be American.
Literally.
Oh my God, I feel so bad to hear about what's happening to Toby Keith. I did not know he had cancer.
Oh, is he the one that sings that song?
Yep, it goes the courtesy of the red, white, blue. We'll stick a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, that one.
Girl, I don't know any country. I feel like you and I were destined to meet sooner at Stagecoach.
You go to Stagecoach, but you don't know country?
No, we were destined to meet at Stagecoach because Chloe was like, come to Stagecoach.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, I can't go to Coach of the Stage. Like, I don't even know a song. I'm like,
Taylor.
It's like, it is my complete like blind spot is country.
You can go and enjoy the vibes. We'll play some tunes.
I don't know. I have a hard time with country. And
you could do drugs.
Oh, okay.
We could do drugs.
I'm in.
Okay, we'll do drugs.
Just like that.
Fuck the music. We'll just do drugs.
I'm on board.
I'll try anything twice.
All right, hear me out. Now, I want us to all take a little walk down memory lane and think back to maybe not such a comfortable time in our lives, but sex ed. All right, let's think about sex ed. It's absolutely drilled into our heads how to prevent pregnancy. But what about when it's time to plan for it? I feel like we are taught that we're supposed to go to the OBGYN once a year. It's like what I was taught anyways for our annual checkup. But checking in with our fertility, it's not usually a thing until we're ready for kids. And sometimes not even then. More times than not, we aren't checking in with our fertility until we find ourselves struggling to get pregnant. Well, we no longer live in a day and age where we have to wait and see. Why not just find out sooner? Knowledge is power, and when you know more, you can make better decisions for your body, your health, and your future. And that is exactly why Modern Fertility was created. It is an easy and affordable, mostly affordable,
way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Now, I did this a few years ago with Modern Fertility when I was 25, and the prick was honestly like not bad at all, by the way. I've just done it again now that I am 30, and one, I'm curious about my body as I age. Like, you don't have to be wanting kids right now, but I also, James and I are going to be married this year, and I do want kids. I want a bunch of little rugrats running around. So it's really good to know about your fertility, like they say, before you kind of run into issues. So they make it so easy. You just mail in the sample that you took with a prepaid label, and then you get your personalized results within 6 business days. Now, it's super quick and easy. So what you get back is really cool because they give you insight to your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve, AKA if you have more or fewer eggs than average for your age, and other important factors that can impact your fertility. So the results go really deep into what every hormone means. So if you're like me and y'all know me, I don't really understand a lot of the verbiage, the medical verbiage, but that's fine. Don't worry about it. They break it all down really nicely for you in layman's terms. And you can also download the results and share them right with your doctor, which is really nice. Now, traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic, are you ready for this, can cost over $600. That's crazy. But Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179. Oh, and you can get reimbursed through the test through your FSA/HSA. And right now, Modern Fertility is offering my listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/probably. So that means that your test will literally cost you $159, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Now, get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/probably. That's modernfertility.com/probably. Okay, let me go through some of these fucking questions because I could just talk to you.
I'm actually so excited because I never do AMAs, which is something that I actually have to start doing.
Wait, do them. It's such an, you can really like showcase your ego in them, and it's really fun. You can just, they're all about you.
I love things about me.
And you get to pick and choose like what, and like you get to make yourself look cool. You get to reshare photos where you looked fucking hot, and you're like not, imagine if I just posted a photo from 3 years ago where I looked hot, that'd be so weird. But if I'm doing an Ask Me Anything and then I happen to choose the question where someone's like, what's one of your favorite outfits? I'm like, this is one of my favorites. Like, you can make it all about you.
I love this. But I will say this. I have this complex that, so like when I post, like I post sporadically, right?
Okay.
And I get fucking great numbers. So it's like good for advertisers because it is a business at the end of the day to some degree.
Listen, honey, yeah. And your wife is your manager now. So you got to show up and show out.
Girl, we're either the most brilliant lesbians on the face of the planet or we are so fucking dumb. We were setting ourselves up for failure.
I think the first one.
Oh, thanks, baby.
We'll talk about it later when we're actually like talking shop. But like I learned something from your podcast with Taylor because I about influencing. Anyways, I'll tell you about it later.
I taught you something?
Yeah, about manager to agent, like what the difference is. And like I was like, you know what? I have agents. I need a manager. That's
fuck
a good point.
Yes. She's everything to
it's
me.
It's so crazy.
It's the most amazing thing. And my manager before, it's been years since we've worked together, but he was wonderful too.
Right. I just didn't know there was a difference. When people ask if I have a manager, I'm like, baby. Yeah, I have agents. And then I just realized, but I also have this complex where I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing all day? Why can't I fucking do my own shit? But I'm like, I'm bouncing off the fucking walls.
And like, also like creative energy, like it's not, you don't function like a normal person.
Taylor was like, all these unanswered emails. And I'm like, yeah, if someone looked through my email, they'd find treasure troves. They'd be like, you just missed out on $1 million. How'd you miss this? I'd be like, I don't know.
T-Pain, when he was like, how? In the DMs?
Yes.
That's me with my email.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God. I mean, if it wasn't for Taylor, my wife, I would have missed my Weight Watchers deal.
That's what you said.
1,000,000%.
That's what you said in there.
Okay.
So,
I'm trying to think where we were. I was something I want to tell you. It was so important. I forgot.
Oh my God. I'm back.
Oh yeah. AMAs. Wait.
Ask me anything. You said you have a complex.
Oh yes. I got it.
And we're back.
So I have a complex that if I post too often, people get sick of me because I know I'm annoying. I'm a lot of things, but girl, I am self-aware. I know I can be a lot. I know I scream. Like, it's a lot. You know what
I mean? But it's kind of nice. People are sick of you. There's all people still watch. People hate watch anyways.
So. I guess that's true. Oh my God. You posted something like 6 months ago and it was, God, you are just so stunning. I just have to say. And that is not me hating on you. I am actually straight. I just happen to be married to a lesbian.
That is so fucking nice of you to say, Taylor. Wow.
But you posted something and it was about like the haters. It was like you were doing like the voiceover dub thing. See, I don't even know the words to use. Like the way you feel about football, that's the way feel about social media.
Social media. That's your job, love.
But you were like, I'm gonna ruin this right now.
Okay.
But it was like, keep watching, bitches, because, you know.
Oh, yeah, the music is just getting good. I don't know, yeah, something. It was probably voiceover.
I really liked it. I thought it was very cool. I am so embarrassed.
Thank you so much. I'll try to find it. We'll try to find it for reference, because I actually don't know what you're fucking talking about right now.
I'm actually embarrassed. I just fangirled. That's what that feels like.
No, I was like, I'll scroll back 6 months. I'll find it. One thing about me, I'll love to look at my own. No one looks at my Instagram more than me. If I have one fan, it's me. James will always be like, oh, watching our own story again, are we? And I'm like, well, I just got to see it from the perspective of someone else was watching it. So just got to make sure.
I do. I will say, for somebody, like, I do hate myself, but man, I love myself as well.
Agreed. Couldn't agree more. It's such a line I toe. Okay, so you don't do Ask Me Anyways. You should do AMAs.
So I should do them more.
Yeah, and then you could be like, you could do that thing where you're like, I'm only going to answer 10.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, just like, I don't know, like, start out slow.
I see. I like it.
Okay, let's see. Someone said, tell us a time that you went far too deep down a sleuthing rabbit hole.
Ooh.
Lately. Like, do you have anything that you've been, like, really lately just...
You know what? I'm weirdly very... Well, first of all, I'm a narcissist, so I really only think about myself.
I always call myself that on the podcast, and that I started, like, being like, I should probably not. Okay, I'm not actually a narcissist. I should, like, make sure I don't call myself that.
I actually am a narcissist. My therapist told me. No
way.
I'm kidding.
I'm like,
kidding.
No fucking way. They're so much crueler. They have no empathy.
Okay, right? Okay, then I'm not. All I have is empathy. It's exhausting.
Same.
God, the way I think about other people, if they only knew.
It is a constant war I wage. No one asked for this. If I told people the things I think about them, they'd be like, hold on. I did not ask you to do that. And I'd be like, it doesn't matter. You're forcing me to by existing and being lovely. So I feel like I have to do this for you. And they're like, I literally didn't fucking ask you to do that.
I've never related to it. And then I get mad at you. And you didn't even ask me to do anything, right?
100%.
Oh, man. Anyways, hot. It's hot in here, right?
Turdy Lou, if you're listening to this podcast,
Turdy.
This is crazy. Like, it's so hot.
Sauna.
And let me tell you something. She was wearing, I think she is coming down with something, because when she was podcasting, she was in a hoodie. And then she left and she put on a vest while we were just chitter chattering before she left. And I was like, how are you putting on a vest? Like, I am so
is she gonna cancel dinner tomorrow night?
If she fucking cancels dinner,
we need this
night,
dinner.
I need this dinner. I know you do. I'm the lowest on the totem pole.
That's
of
so
this.
Not true. No, it's me. It's me. That's so not true. One How dare about, you take my bottom spot?
Claudia, I am the caboose, and you know it. Claudia is always your best friend's with Stassi Schroeder. I'm the caboose. I am always being privileged positions with Claudia, just like inviting me to things that I'm just absolutely should not be invited to, with people I should not be there with.
Same.
And I appreciate it. And so tomorrow's dinner is going to be absolute fucking fun. And if she comes down with anything, I'm going to like give her some weird fucking vaccine without her asking.
We really can't go without her, because it kind of would make sense.
She's the glue. No, we can't go without her. She's the glue.
She, Claudia, get it to, if she can come in a hazmat suit, I don't give a shit.
I don't
she's
give
coming.
A fuck. Also, I'm totally like, I'm putting this on her. She didn't really say she was sick. She was just like, I'm not feeling good. I got to leave. She probably didn't feel good because she's in the fucking studio and
that's
it's
probably
boiling.
It. Yeah, she's like completely dehydrated.
She's like very dehydrated. Okay, let's see. We do have to ask about
So the rabbit hole that I went
down. Yeah. I was sleuthing, yeah.
I actually don't sleuth. I
what sleuth mean? Creep like, on people?
I think it would what people would assume you do is like to look at ex-boyfriend's pictures, look at, you know, like for me, like I fought a lot with my ex-husband. I'm sorry, my husband's family.
Was
so
it?
Like they would be somebody that would be like maybe fun to like keep tabs on, but like it actually makes me upset and it's bad for my mental health. So like I'm actually very good at not doing it, but selfishly.
Yeah, sleuthing. I think, I thought it meant like just rabbit holes. Like,
well, then Brittany Mahomes would be my rabbit hole.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Someone was like, tell her to fucking chill on Brittany Mahomes.
No. I agree. I've given it up. Like the thing about me is I am kind of a knee-jerk reactive hater, but I'm a nice girl on the inside. I'm an empath. So I like my knee-jerk reaction is so fucking harsh.
Yeah.
And like, I just go so hard. And then I regret it.
Yeah, I can see that. But you know who I resonate with a lot? Paige DeSorbo, who will be at said dinner tomorrow, which will be really fun because she's fabulous. She always talks about it. And it's so lighthearted the way she says it. She's like, she talks like so slow and so pretty.
I love talking shit.
Like, I love talking shit. She's like, and when she says it, you're not like, ooh, what a shit talker. Ooh, what a sad little girl. Like, you're like, fun. You're like, yeah. She says it in a way that she means I don't mean any harm.
Yeah.
I love a little scoop of juicy gossip. Yes. And like, it's fun. And like, we're not actually like sleuthing haters on the internet.
Like, that's true. Like, I would never go on Brittany Mahomes' like Instagram and troll her. I'm not like,
I'm not
a billy goat under the bridge.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't actually like say mean things to her. Like on her page, you would just talk about it at length on your podcast.
Yes. Also, shout out to Liz Colley for Billy Goat Under the Bridge. If I don't say it, she's going to torture me.
Billy Goat Under the Bridge is funny.
But also, shout out to her wife. So technically,
shout out to both of them.
Yeah, shout out to both of them.
Shout out to both of them on this podcast right now.
You got
it. Actually, let's just call them up. I want to know more things they say because that sounds funny. I have a friend that I have a running notes list.
Yes.
Her name's Brantley. She is the most fucking absurd bitch ever. And I literally have a notes list called Shit Brantley Says.
No.
Because it's like, I gave her a drink one time. The drink was really strong. She said, God damn, it's going to knock my dick in the dirt before it's finished.
No, no. She's like the quintessential Southern.
What the fuck does that mean, Brantley? I grew up in the same town as her. What the fuck does that mean?
These have to be passed down adages they from do. Like and, generational.
And one time I was with her mom. I was like doing something with her mom. I think like maybe prepping something for Brantley for a birthday or something. And her mom said some shit like, that'll scare a buzzard off a shit wagon. And yeah. I was like, you get it from each other. And she was like, what? That was like, y'all get it from fucking each other. But I have like a whole list of crazy. Really good under a troll bridge is funny though.
Yeah, it's
I really
good.
Like that.
It's good. So yeah, Brittany
so
Mahomes.
So not sleuthing.
I definitely.
Rabbit holes though.
I'm out of control with her, but I'm trying to rein it the fuck in.
We're all trying to do that.
Right?
If there's one thing about me, I'm always trying to rein something in always. And I am never successful.
Ever.
But I'm trying.
So hard.
Hard.
Like the
you
most
guys don't think I am, but like it's a fucking prison in here in this brain of mine.
Seriously.
So like I've got to get through a lot of shit before I can just reel everyday things in.
These are our mental health exercises.
Yeah. This is a
talking
mental health
shit
podcast.
About people that we don't know.
100%. Okay, guys, it's only February, but I am on the go, 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 okay? And I have simply not had time to sit down and cook. We try, James and I try when we can, but for lunch, especially, I don't know why, but I'm like, it's so hard to cook lunch for me. But I am the girl who insists she doesn't have time to cook her lunch, but she wants delicious food that tastes like it came from a restaurant or it's homemade. So I've been using Factor, which I love. You get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your door. And I mean, legit, in less than 2 minutes, they are heated up and ready to devour. I honestly switch them to like regular plates in my kitchen and try to just pretend that I made it. But here's the thing. Honestly, no matter what your lifestyle is, Factor has the meals to help you live it to the fullest. I got keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and for bulking season, baby, because you know that's James' favorites, they have protein plus meals. And honestly, I've been a gym girly myself lately, so I've loved the protein-packed meals. And they are prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. Now, each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long because you're eating good, clean, healthy food. And not only is Factor cheaper than takeout from restaurants, it's restaurant quality. And one of my favorite things about Factor Chef Meals is that they actually show you who the chef is on the meal. So you kind of just feel like they just came to your house, they made the food for you and left. It's fantastic, but they did it all in 2 minutes flat, all right? So they've got great add-on options for snacks like quick bites, smoothies, juices, protein shakes, and so much more. You can also add protein to like a vegan or veggie dish if you want to switch it up. The options are honestly endless. Factor is just making it so easy to eat in and eat clean for less. And also, they have some really, really good breakfast options too. So if you're rushing in the morning, you need good food fast, you already know Factor's the one to go with, and you already know I got a discount code for you guys. So head to factormeals.com/probably50 and use code probably50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code probably50 at factormeals.com/probably50 to get 50% off your first box. Okay, someone says, please ask her to tell the story of her mom finding her boyfriend's weed pipe in high school.
Oh my God, for real?
I want to know the story.
So my mom and dad were virgins when they got married, and they're not lying, okay? So that just to like, they are squares, okay?
Right, when did they meet?
They met freshman year, my dad's sophomore year, my mom's freshman year of college.
Of college, okay.
Yes, okay. I know, you're like, your dad wasn't a virgin. And I know, it's okay.
No, listen.
But I believe him.
Who am I to say your dad is a big, fat, lying liar who lies?
So they were just very like, but they did lie. I found out later that not about that, but
wait,
they
but,
did lie
wait,
about like,
also
we
dad?
Never drank until like it was legal. Well, bitches, it
18.
Was
18. But also, you know what? We're not putting into perspective, and I don't mean this in a mean way at all, but your dad could have been a kind of a loser. Like not
he was a huge loser.
Not a super cool guy. So like, oh no, the loser stayed a virgin until he was a freshman in college. Yeah. Not fucking hard.
He was a big nerd. And he also skipped a grade. Nerd. So he was actually 18 when he was a sophomore.
Yeah. So like not that crazy that he stayed a virgin. So I do believe him.
Right. Okay. So they just had like insane expectations of me, and they thought weed was like literally the devil's herb.
Right,
like they thought
right.
It was like the gateway. Like you smoke weed, you have a needle coming out of your arm.
Right.
So
that generation did think that.
It's legal now. Can you even, not
no,
my mom
crazy.
Also like 3 years ago being like, invest in marijuana. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
No.
How dare you?
Not me finding out, my dad just absolutely gets fucking blazed all the time. And my mom's like, you didn't know growing up? And she's like, I used to tell your father, your children know you're high right now. And I was like, oh, I had no fucking clue. What a great father figure I have my whole life.
Makes me feel so happy because like I want to also be on drugs when I have children.
And you can be.
Thank God.
You can do whatever you want.
You really can do whatever you want.
You really can.
There are no rules anymore. Thank God for that.
Thank God.
So my mom hated this boyfriend. He was a pothead. My dad is a doctor. So he was like, if you're going to continue dating him, because they found his pot pipe in the car. So basically, I had a Volvo station wagon, not to brag. My mom passed it down to me. So nice. I was parked behind her in the driveway.
Got it.
And it was summer, so he was wearing stupid fucking cargo shorts.
Got it.
And he put his bowl in his cargo pant pocket, and it must have, like, flopped out. Right. I didn't realize. I was not really a pot smoker because it just, like, I always got fucking caught.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even fucking high. But anyway, I got home the next morning. She went to go move my car, and she's like, it smelled like weed just everywhere. So she woke me up and said, I'm going to call the police because I found your crack pipe.
You're not the crack pipe.
Crack pipe!
I wish you would have been like, call him. Like you, no one, I could never. My mom, I'm so scared of her to this day.
Name him.
No, but like, you know what I mean? I think back to moments that my mom just like got me so fucking hard because I'm still, again, so scared of her. And I'm like, imagine if I would have looked at her and been like, yeah, really? Call him. Call him.
I was too obsessed with college. Yeah. I was like, I'm applying to colleges now. So, and my mom was like that.
She would
do that. So anyway, that's that story. But yeah, they...
Not your crack pipe. Were you like, mom, it's weed?
They made me... Yes, I was so insulted. They made me break up with him. And my dad's like, you can get back together with him if he takes a urine test. And I was like, he will fail.
That's he will hilarious. Fail.
And then my dad's like, I want to be in the room and I want to see it.
Dick.
Literally.
You're like, you're gay.
I was like, Dad. He's like, I'm a doctor. I'm like, you're an eye surgeon. He literally thought that he would like smuggle in someone else's urine.
That's hilarious. And you know what? Not that hard of things. High school athletes always did that.
I know.
Like they were always like, dude, can I borrow your pee? I was like, weird as fucking shit.
My dad knew what time
shit.
It was. So cooler than I thought, actually.
This podcast episode is sponsored by Care Of. Okay, you guys know that I'm such a stan for Care Of. If you've been following me, then you know that they are the supplement company that I have been using for quite literally 6 years, okay? And I have loved them for a multitude of reasons, and I've gotten all my family to start taking Care Of vitamins as well, because anytime I go home, they see my cute little personalized packs, and they're like, wait, I need that. Because it's great. Outside of it just being personalized with your name and cute on the package, it's actually completely personalized with what your body needs. You just take the easiest little 5-minute in-depth quiz, and now it asks you all about your body lifestyle and day-to-day consumptions and like health goals, but here's the part where you got to be honest. Okay, guys, we got to really be in the trust tree with careof.com's quiz, because you got to be telling them how many drinks you have a week. Now, we all know we love wine. Dry January is over, it's February, and we're drinking wine. But that's great, because if you're like me, I got magnesium in my pack, which is helpful because you can be deficient in magnesium when you're consuming alcohol. I got B12 for energy, probiotics for my gut health. Everyone needs good gut health, okay? Because I see a serious difference in my digestion when I'm consistently taking my Care Of vitamins. And that's what you have to do. You have to be consistent about this. Each shipment comes with a customized pamphlet showing you exactly what's in your individual daily packs and why it was recommended specifically for you and your health goals, which was, by the way, personalized by doctor-backed recommendation. So it takes all the guesswork out of the supplements and what's best suited for you. Also, for all of us that are trying to care more about sweet mother earth, take comfort in knowing that Care Of's daily diet vitamin packs are made of plant-based compostable film, so you can stress less about your impact on the environment. Now, I am always traveling, so having these individual and convenient than already made up packs is just like so much more convenient than packing a bunch of different pill bottles. We do not like doing that, okay? I'm already overweight my luggage. So for 50% off your first month subscription for Care Of, just head to takecareof.com and enter code probably50. That is a whopping 50% off by heading to takecareof.com and entering code probably50. Okay, I need to know, because this was something we laughed about before, because we're about to go do Taylor's podcast, which is on the beautiful Canal Street, the studio that we're going to. And I'm also just so excited to be on her podcast. So guys, listen to our episode, Taste of Taylor, another Dear Media production. This has been a Dear Media production.
Literally.
But anyways, we got on the topic of Canal Street, and then you guys submitted a bunch of questions, and I misread it like actually
misread the word. And I was like, I follow her. She does not wear that many flannels. And then I was like, her wife does, I feel like, sometimes to sporting events. And then I was like, what? And I was like, flannels. I was like, why is they keep asking me? Tell her to talk about her flannels. It was Fennels.
Fennel.
Fake Fennels.
Fake fucking bags.
And then I heard you say it, or maybe Taylor said it on the podcast with you two together, when she was like, yeah, you fucking hit me with your Fennel. Like, she like hit her with it during your birth.
Oh, I threw my Chanel. That was different. At Jackie Oshry's wedding.
You threw it? Why'd you throw it?
I was so blackout drunk. There are no words.
Also, you couldn't wear a Fennel to Jackie O's wedding.
Never. And I threw it over my head, like literally like I was a WWE wrestler, and smashed it on the ground out of just sheer anger in front of Heather McMahon and her husband. It didn't break, but...
that she probably thought that was funny.
But Karl Lagerfeld died the next day. I killed Karl Lagerfeld.
Bitch. Hold on. I know. Tell me over or under 100. How many times have you said that? Because that is that's one of the funniest
I've
fucking
said
things.
Said it probably 2,976 times.
I've never let that go. That is so fucking funny. I body slammed my fucking Chanel bag at the royal wedding, and Karl Lagerfeld died the next day.
Dead. In the ground. My fault.
That is bad.
So I have some real ones that was been bought me. See, I give, Stassi and I talked about this, I give unraveling rich woman aesthetic, okay? I was a rich woman. I am no longer, but I have rich women things.
I said, when you walked in, I said, you look like a housewife. like you were giving, and not even like on TV, like you're giving like bored, pretty housewife energy.
Oh my God, thank you so much. You're so welcome. Paige DeSorbo is very nice about, she's like, you really do give rich. I really don't think I do.
Oh,
but
I
like,
believe Paige. Don't believe me. I'm new money ho. Look at me. Look, Finny.
You
like,
are so rich. It is the best.
No, imagine spending.
I love it so much.
All of your money on things. And then one day you want to buy a house and you're like, holy fuck, I have no money, but I have a closet full of shit. That is,
I'll take it.
That is a taxing time that I just experienced this past year. But no, if Paige DeSorbo, she gives such rich, not try hard energy.
Yes.
Like, I am trying so hard every day of my life. And
it's working, honey. It's working. It really is.
The efforts are at least met, but I agree. If she were to say that you're giving rich energy, I would believe her.
So I believe her. I don't believe like H&M, Zara.
Gorgeous though.
Rolex. Was-bend.
Was-bend. That's nice.
So that's the thing. Oh, also, engagement ring. Was-bend.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. What? I did not know this about you.
We reset.
The diamond.
The diamond that he gave me.
As you should. Because one thing about two women getting together, they're going to do the smart thing. They're not going to fucking get rid of a diamond.
Thank you.
And that's two women making a decision. That's the right one.
Thank you. Thank you. My dad was so mad. He's like, that is bad energy.
No, energy is what we make of it. We make our energy. Energy is what we do. And if you decide to make a positive, fun thing, and your wife was like, oh my God, love, slay.
Yes.
Then that is now the new energy brought and bestowed to that ring.
Bing.
Bing. I'm like, I'm actually going to have an aneurysm. I'm so hot. I'm so hot. I don't mean to keep talking about it.
Like, I know we're going to stay here, but like, we have to go to the other studio.
We contemplated possibly just having the, like, I'm so grateful.
We have to leave.
You don't understand. We're using her cameras, her mics. We've got her Julia here.
And we're so grateful.
We're so thankful, but it is so fucking hot. I'm also wearing like really nice wool.
I know, but like, it's really not that hot. Like, should we do the rest of the podcast in our bras?
Yeah, I could. I'm not wearing a bra.
Again, not in a lesbian way.
Boobs. Not in a lesbian way. Also, you should resize your Rolex because it's looking a little big on you because...
Oh, I know. I did that. And then I went on Ozempic and now it's too small.
Oh my God, you're so skinny.
Oh my God, I love it so much. It's my
favorite
thing.
Are you still on Ozempic?
I am. I switched to Zepbound. So like, I was like on like Mounjaro and then I switched to Zepbound, but it's all like the same shit.
It's all the same thing. Someone asked if she's still on Mounjaro and I thought that was like a team.
Oh my God. Wow. They really fucking know.
No, I'm serious. And I screenshot and I thought that must be a team or something. I didn't know
what it was. Oh my God. So does that mean we have overlapping girlies?
Okay. I'm just going to say this right now. I don't like to like really bring attention to the fact that I have fans, but I think I do. And a lot of them were like, oh my fucking God, the collab I've been waiting for. Oh my God, crossover queens. Like, yeah, it was
same,
giving,
same, same.
It was giving Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, like, moment.
Combining. Which one do you want to be, Nickelodeon or Disney?
I mean, okay, I know all the ones that got really, like, fucked up and didn't, like, make it were Nickelodeon, but they seemed way cooler and hotter.
So you take that one.
I'll take that one.
With Disney.
Of course you will, you fucking Disney adult. Of course you fucking will. let's talk about teeth. Let's talk about my fake teeth. No, I'm kidding. I talk about them all the time, but let's talk about brushing your teeth. Okay. Now you guys know that I'm obsessed with teeth and my fake teeth, and you know, I have a fat stack of veneers in my grill. So it is of the utmost importance that I really, really take care of my dental hygiene and take it seriously, because I'm just simply more susceptible to issues with cleanliness. Like anytime I go to the dentist, they're like, okay, so you need to be taking extra precautions. I'm like, listen, y'all, I know. But other than that, I'm just kind of like a freak about having clean teeth and fresh breath. And I want to use clean ingredients when I do that, because James has been all about, you know, healthy and natural things going in places like our mouth where we're absorbing a lot of, you know, chemicals. So here is where Bite toothpaste comes in. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. All right, I ain't gonna lie to you. When I first saw this on someone's page, it was like on TikTok, I go, hold on, what are they doing? Like, they took this tablet, they bit into it, chewed it a little bit, and it created a paste in their mouth, and then they just started brushing. And so naturally I was like, okay, what is that gonna be like? But I liked all the other stuff I heard about it. So, you know, it's all natural, and I was like, I'm gonna give it a whirl. So because these tablets are sulfate free, palm oil free, and glycerin free, here's the thing it did. It did take a little bit to get used to, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, but now I'm just never going back, because it is so much better for you and obviously reduces plastic waste in the process, since you don't have to have that big annoying tube of toothpaste. You don't have to travel with a big tube of toothpaste and get it confiscated at TSA. Like, something I didn't know is that we actually swallow 5 to 7% of our toothpaste every time we brush our teeth, which means after 7 days, that's like a whole blob of toothpaste that you basically just put into your mouth and swallowed. Like, not a vibe. I'm grossed out. So after I brush with Bite toothpaste, my teeth genuinely feel so clean. And I know I'm using a product with clean ingredients, which is really great. Not to mention, they also make toothbrushes, mouthwash, deodorant, so you can stock up on all your clean products without all the harsh chemicals. Bite is offering my listeners 20% off your first order. You just go to trybite.com/probably or use code probably at checkout to claim this deal. That's trybite.com/probably. What about, what's it like? Oh my gosh, I asked my sister this. So my sister's also married to a woman, she has a wife.
Loves.
And I don't think they really share clothes too much, okay. But like they do sometimes, I'm sure. And I thought, what a treat. But I share clothes with James all the time.
Yeah, I get that. I totally get
that.
Like,
I like a boxy masculine, like I love wearing like a big flannel. Actually, someone was like being such a hater. Like, is he wearing your Fendi coat? I'm like, yeah, because I bought a men's extra large Fendi coat 2 years ago. So then when we went to wherever the fuck we went, I don't remember, where did we go? Somewhere really fancy. What the fuck? What was that, Paris? I don't remember. I let him borrow. I didn't let him. I mean, yeah, I guess I did. It's mine technically. I don't know. We fucking live together.
Sure.
Like, oh,
you have to ask permission.
We went to Aspen. That's where we went.
Okay.
And he wore it and he looked so fucking sick on him. And everyone's like, oh my God, is that your coat? In my comments. And I was like, what do you mean? Yeah, the same way that I wear his shit too. So it doesn't happen as often, but do you guys share clothes? Does it get annoying? Is it like sister vibes where you're like, that's my fucking sweater?
It's sister vibes.
Oh,
so
no.
So I will say this. She's a great sharer. I'm a terrible sharer.
Got it.
But I have really nice things, and she doesn't have a history of taking super good care of things. I'm sorry, honey. I love you so much. She was so fucking mad at me. I said that.
Okay.
But like she's just like, it's not, you know what? I take it back. She's not bad. I'm meticulous.
Yeah.
I hand wash everything. I hang it to dry. Like
really?
When she does the laundry, I'm like, you don't want this life, bitch. Don't do my laundry.
You know what? That's also giving straight man energy.
Her
doing laundry incorrectly is like, we gave
she
you a lot of props. But
chapsticks in her pockets. She leaves gum wrappers. I'm like, you do your laundry. I will do my laundry.
Yeah, that's brutal. Chapstick in the pocket, unforgivable straight man energy.
And it's like the same thing with the borrowing of the clothes. Like,
yeah.
I feel like she borrowed one of my like lambskin silver Chanel bags at Stassi and Bo's wedding. I said, that is, But I said, just take good care of her. She fucking threw on a table and there was just red wine sloshing all around it. It's a goddamn Christmas miracle she survived. But I said to her too.
Wait, that made me hit my heart stop.
Fuck
for a
around,
second.
Fucking find out. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
That...
I said, seriously, if you can't replace it, don't borrow it. And I can't even replace it. So
and one thing about me, I can't replace it. So.
I can't. I'm not married to a rich person
about
anymore.
Chanel's, most of the time, they're one of a kind.
Oh my
Agreed.
Lord, have mercy. I can't afford Chanel's anymore. That's why I have my Funnels.
Yeah, Funnels. Okay, so we'll end here because we are, as I predicted, we're just really gabbing and going. So, and we're both going to pass away from heat stroke. So, which is crazy because it's fucking cold outside in New York. I was like trying to open a window. These windows don't open. Claudia Schreiber, like, stop touching my shit. But like, I was trying to figure it out. Okay, so you are a fan of a Funnel every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Mix it in.
I like to mix it in. And I think that I do carry them as if they're real. But like, I actually think I carry my Funnels more, with more confidence than my Chanel's.
Got to.
I'm scared of getting robbed. I take the subway. Again, unraveling rich woman. Like, why is your Chanel on the subway? Because that's how she lives her life, okay?
Let me tell you one thing about my bags. They're going to live the same life I do. So I always take pictures of my bags hanging in the most decrepit of like dive bars or like some nasty shit. And I'm like, you don't get to be fancy when I'm not fancy. You're coming with me, bitch. I bought you. I bought you.
But you're know how mine. Mad our bags are at us? They're like, I thought I was promised a better life than
this. Yeah, they're literally like, what the fuck?
Why am I in coach again, bitch?
Yeah, 100%. They're like, Southwest, C42.
Honey, you don't even get a seat reservation.
A white refrigerator. Oh, Taylor, I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming on this podcast.
Oh my God, I love you too.
We simply will do it again. Can you guys come to Nashville? Claudia loves coming to Nashville. It's so fun. We can have a big pod fest.
Yes, I heard though, in Tennessee, they passed a law that if you act gay, you get arrested.
Can't be true.
It can't be right.
Wait, no fucking way. What are you talking about?
Do you know what Claudia said? She said that like fucking funny.
Claudia saw that on The Onion.
So, no, I told Claudia, and then Claudia said, okay, great. So let's go down there, you and Tay kiss, and then you'll get arrested and I will bail you out. Like the
it'll be so
gay
fun.
Icon ally that
yes.
I am.
Yes. Oh my God. She's like, let's somehow make this about me and I will be the fucking hero, which literally is such a me move as well.
Yep.
No, I don't. Okay, Nashville's very liberal.
I know. That's like, why somebody sent it to me, I was like, this is
Nashville.
Crazy.
It's so crazy. Existing in COVID in Nashville was so funny because like literally one city over in like Columbia, Tennessee, they're like, what the fuck is COVID? Don't ever heard of it. God, we had enough toilet paper every year to wipe our asses. And then we were like, our mayor was literally like, do not fucking leave your homes. Everyone, whoever you are, whatever your pronouns are, do not leave your home. Like they were like fucking crazy about it.
It's like LA East Coast.
So true.
True.
So true. Anyways, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Honors.
You are not too gay to come to Nashville. I would love to have you. So please.
Thank you.
We will make sure you are not arrested. I know a couple cops.
Oh, amazing.
I made that up. I love you so much. Have a great day. Bye, guys.